Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Brother, do you think they'll drop the bomb?
One of the things that separates the 20th century from other war-torn epics, and humanity has had quite a few, is the dominance of air power and how that transformed the nature of war from feudal or state conflicts to global conflagrations and brought on the terrible event of what is now called total war. That includes, among its many other terrible attributes, the indiscriminate bombings of civilians in conflict areas. Dr. Marilyn B. Young, a professor of history at New York University, writes in a recently published book, "The statistics stun. They also provide distance. They are impossible to take in, as abstract as the planning responsible for producing them. For 9 years, an average of one plane load of bombs fell on Laos every 8 minutes. In addition, 150,000 acres of forest were destroyed through the chemical warfare known as defoliation, using Agent Orange. For South Vietnam, the figure is 19 million gallons of defoliants dropped on an area comprising 20% of South Vietnam, some 6 million acres. In an even briefer period, between 1969 and 1973, 539 tons of bombs were dropped in Cambodia, largely by B-52s, of which 257,000 tons fell in the last 6 months of the war, nearly double what was dropped on Japan from the entire span of 1942 to 1945. The estimated toll of the dead, the majority of whom were civilians, is equally difficult to absorb. 2 to 3 million in Korea, 2 to 4 million in Vietnam. The numbers are raw and unimaginable. For murdering civilians from the air, the 20th century stands alone. And by far, of all the countries with practical air power, the U.S. was the best at it. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.